I actually have sermon notes for you this week. I invite you to take them out, grab a pen or a pencil, follow along this morning. On the back is our study guide and that Cliff created for us, and I give God praise for that. And take this home with our prayer concerns that are on your bulletin, and keep them beside your prayer chair, and use this as a way to dig deeper into this sermon and this series that we start today. So the comfort of our boat, the risk of getting out. The comfort of our boat, the risk of getting out. You know, I have to admit, I'm really excited about this teaching series. I've wanted to do a series on this book for several years now, because the questions it raises is one that I've seen in many, many people. But in our context, for Christians, faithful churchgoers, we have had issues that he is touching on. The issue that he's touching on is something that we have dealt with for years and years and years, as long as I have known, been old enough to know the difference as far as being in a church. And it's a question that we may put in different language, but not as in Greek or Hebrew, but just we might couch it in different ways, we may say it in different ways. But essentially, we ask ourselves, do we stay in our boat where we're familiar with our surroundings, where we have a pretty good understanding of what the outcome is going to be, or do we get out of the comfort of our boat? Do we take a risk not knowing what the outcome is going to be, where we might be forced to change our lives, to change the way we see the world, to change the way we think, to maybe some people, maybe your parents put it at one point or another, to grow up, right? Or just to grow spiritually, right? Well, the first thing that we learn from today's scripture is that water walkers recognize God's presence. Water walkers recognize God's presence. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to try to get this going if the video didn't do it for you. And as we think about this just for a minute, Jesus wanted to be alone and to pray, and so he had sent the crowds away and gone up to the mountain to pray. And quite honestly, to the disciples, that's nothing new, is it? I mean, that happens all the time throughout all the Gospels. And so the disciples really didn't think anything about it when Jesus sent the disciples across the Sea of Galilee to the next stop on their journey. The disciples really thought nothing of it, and after all, most of them had been in a boat for most of their lives, so even that was a comfortable place for them. But then a storm blew in, which is a normal thing for any fisherman on the Sea of Galilee. This happens a lot. Just unexpected storms blow in out of the high hills there. And so it makes you wonder, this storm must have been an exceptional storm. Exceptional storm. And as they were fighting the wind and the waves, it got dark. And Matthew tells us the time frame. It was a long time, because about 3 a.m. is when Jesus comes walking by them in the middle of the night. 3 a.m. So they've been fighting this wind and these waves for quite a while. And it is amazing that they were tenured fishermen. Tenured fishermen. I mean, they had literally been probably raised since they were old enough to walk in a boat. But they were tired. And they were afraid. And as a matter of fact, it could be their experience was actually a bad thing for them, because their experience told them they're going to be lucky to get out of this storm alive. Their experience told them, hey, you know what? My dad's brother's cousin's uncle, he was lost in a storm like this, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're saying, we're going to be lucky. Maybe the wind, if we're lucky, the wind will push us to some shore and we can go from there in the morning, right? So their experience told them they're going to be lucky to get out of this storm alive. So the scripture says that their boat was tormented by the wind. And I hope you're picturing this in your mind.